As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
I'm Rhett Lewis with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Super Bowl 60 came to a close Sunday night in Santa Clara with the Seahawks taking home the hardware after they rolled past the Patriots 29-13. Seattle's defense recorded 6 sacks and forced 3 turnovers, but it was Kenneth Walker who earned MVP honors after he racked up 161 total yards on the day. Kicker Jason Myers accounted for 17 points Sunday and set a new Super Bowl record after he connected on all 5 of his field goal attempts. Sam Darnold finished the night with 202 passing yards and tossed 1 touchdown, while Patriots quarterback Drake May threw for 295 yards and 2 touchdowns, but also threw 2 picks and lost a fumble. With the win, the Seahawks secured their 2nd Super Bowl title in franchise history, and Mike McDonald became the 3rd youngest coach in NFL history to win a Super Bowl. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project, we never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
Did you know GoodRx can help you save on medication, manage prescriptions, and get trusted health information? If you're one of the millions living with a heart condition, check GoodRx for an easier, more affordable way to manage your health. GoodRx offers common heart medications for under $30. Just search for your prescription, find the best price, then show your pharmacist the GoodRx coupon. And it works whether you have insurance or not. To start saving and better manage your heart health, download the free app or visit GoodRx.com today. GoodRx is not insurance but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state.
Hello from the Groves on 41, where olive oil is our favorite subject.
Yes, and we are seeing an increasing awareness of the health benefits of olive oil, not just for your heart, but your brain and your skin, too. I'm drinking it. Consuming more olive oil is easy with our crazy flavors, like cinnamon, raspberry, rosemary, and more. You could have olive oil for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
Schedule a tasting and tour at the Groves on 41, or visit us at a farmer's market Saturday mornings in Templeton, Tuesday mornings in Paso, and want to learn more? Go to thegrovesonforty1.com.
Locally family-owned and operated, D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, celebrating 55 years and thanking you for your support. All month long, for every $50 spent, you get $5 off. All brands and products, Wrangler, Carhartt, Levi, work boots, all weather gear, everything in stock. $50 spent, $5 off. And don't forget, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. Thank you for 55 years. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, February 9th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles High School students walk out of class to protest ICE agents. Public hearing to allow cannabis operations in Paso Robles. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobot in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Hundreds of Paso Robles High School students walked out of class on Friday to protest federal immigration and customs enforcement. About 300 students marched out at about 2:30 p.m. on Friday, walking down Niblick Road to the bridge and holding up signs against ICE. Signs included phrases such as, America was built by immigrants, you don't get to talk about what's illegal when you voted for a felon, and humans are not illegal. The protest was organized primarily by students Jesus Ursulo and Lyric Johnson. The Paso Robles City Council will be holding a special meeting this week on Wednesday, February 11th at 5 p.m. The meeting's purpose is to conduct interviews and subsequently appoint members for the city's advisory bodies. The three advisory bodies in need of appointments are the Housing Authority, Planning Commission, and Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee. The Housing Authority will require two appointments among three applicants. The Planning Commission will require two members among five applicants, and the Supplemental Sales Tax Oversight Committee will require two among four applicants. Public hearing for allowing cannabis operations in Paso Robles. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The City of Paso Robles has released a public notice for a hearing on cannabis delivery. The hearing will be held February 10th at 6:30 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. The proposed amendment to the city's municipal code will allow for the operation of non-storefront, delivery-only cannabis retail establishments in the city. The proposed amendment would establish a firm cap of three such businesses and will update and expand definitions in the municipal code for consistency with state law and clarity. The public is encouraged to attend the meeting in person or participate remotely. The Atascadero City Council will discuss the funding recommendations for its 2026 Community Development Block Grant Program in its next meeting. The grant program is distributed through the county. City of Atascadero received four applications and estimates about $176,000 will be distributed to the city in spring 2026. Staff is recommending council approve the applications for the Viejo Camino sidewalk accessibility improvements, Capslo minor home repairs, the Youth Activity Scholarship Fund, and funds to the El Camino Homeless Organization. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The County District Attorney's Office announced an operation involving the San Luis Obispo County Anti-Human Trafficking Task Force led to the arrest of six individuals and the rescue of three female victims. The joint operation this year was a collaboration with San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties. They arrested 30-year-old Esteban Queja, charged with numerous felony sex crimes related to trafficking of a victim. A review of his criminal history reveals he was twice previously removed from the U.S. by DHS in 2018 and in 2020. Another five individuals were arrested for crimes of communicating with a minor or arranging for meeting with a minor in the purpose of committing a sexual offense. In sports for the NFL, the Seahawks beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl yesterday 29-13. On Saturday, the Lakers beat the Warriors 105-99, the Cavaliers over the Kings 132-126. Yesterday, the Clippers beat the Timberwolves 115-96. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Thunder, the Warriors will go against the Grizzlies, and the Kings will face the Pelicans. In California news, social media giants are facing several landmark trials in the Los Angeles Superior Court, with opening arguments beginning this week. Meta and Google, the parent companies for platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, are facing lawsuits that allege their platforms deliberately addict and harm children. TikTok and Snapchat were initially named in the lawsuit, but settled for undisclosed sums. A city council in Monterey Park initially voted to approve building a giant data center in the city. However, five citizens organized a grassroots movement, gathering over 5,000 protest signatures, leading the city council to issue a 45-day moratorium and pledge to explore a permanent ban. The California Department of Public Health continues to urge the public to avoid foraging and eating mushrooms altogether. Death cap mushrooms can often be confused with safe, edible mushrooms. So far this year, four people have died and three others have required liver transplants after eating these mushrooms. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. If you visited a modern dairy lately, you know how sophisticated those operations are. From the genetics to the operations to the technology, dairies rely on data from every milking to optimize everything they do. USDA research economist Jonathan McFadden recently discussed a study on dairy producer adoption of precision agricultural technologies and methods.
Something that we talk a lot about in precision agriculture for field crops is how farmers typically don't use one tool or technology in isolation, but usually they use them in combinations. And some of that's because the technologies come automatically bundled, or there are just other economic incentives whereby the farmer would want to sort of use them in combination. And so one thing we did was look at farmers' bundled use here. So by and large, we found that many farmers are using breeding technologies plus some other type of group of technology. So for example, 18% of U.S. dairy farms in 2021 were using a combination of breeding technologies as well as individual cow production records, milking units with automatic takeoffs, and nutritionist designed diets. Just below that, about 15% of U.S. dairies were using a combination of breeding technologies, individual cow records, and nutritionist designed diets.
That's USDA research economist Jonathan McFadden.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Event happening February 12th to 14th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations. With in-person inspections available, choose from agriculture equipment, construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Tulare to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Tulare.
Feeding through winter shouldn't feel like guesswork. SmartLick tubs make sure your herd gets the protein they need every day, no matter the weather. Reliable intake, proven performance, peace of mind for you. It's not about working harder, it's about feeding smarter. Feed SmartLick protein tubs for consistent nutrition and confident performance. Go to smartlick.com. That's smartlic.com to find your dealer.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white, they also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries stepladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Record high beef prices are impacting how dairy farmers manage their herds, leading many to breed more of their herd with beef genetics instead of breeding replacement heifers that will become milking cows. Those decisions, incentivized by short-term profits from the beef market, have caused the replacement heifer population to fall to its lowest point since 1978. Meanwhile, dairy farmers are culling fewer milking cows, causing milk output to reach its highest levels since 1993. U.S. milk production is setting records, but those volumes are sending increasingly misleading signals about the health of the dairy sector. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Daniel Munch said last month in a market report. He added that the trend has inflated milk supply and dampened farm-level milk prices, worsening returns on the milk side of the business, even as total farm revenue appears more resilient. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s. Northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with about a 70% chance of rainfall tomorrow afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. South winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Wednesday with showers in the morning. Partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Mostly cloudy on Saturday. Cloudy on Sunday and Monday with about a half inch of rain. Upper 50s Wednesday, low 60s Thursday, mid 60s Friday, low 60s on Saturday, mid 50s Sunday, 52 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow Jones Industrials turned positive after losing ground early in the session following its close topping 50,000 for the first time on Friday. Bitcoin is off last week's lows, though still under pressure. The crypto slump is believed to be tied to a broad sell-off in tech stocks. Once Upon a Farm, the maker of organic children's food, co-founded by actress Jennifer Garner, is up more than 9.5%. Shares jumped 17% when the stock went public on Friday. The company says it raised close to $198 million in its IPO. Though natural foods and teas producer Hain's Celestial shares are down 18% after its disappointing quarter, the company says it is making progress with a turnaround. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside, out to Creston, and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday,
10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
It's Taco Tuesdays and Tires from Spring Street Mobile, Car Care Confidence, 5:30 till 6:30. Keep your car safe and reliable, and you'll get some coaching from some friends down there at Spring Street Mobile. Again, it's Car Care Confidence Tuesdays, 5:30 to 6:30, and the official title is Taco Tuesdays and Tires. So take advantage.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Rooster's Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Happy Valentine's Day. This is Terry from Rooster's Firearms, and love is in the air at Rooster's. We don't have flowers or chocolates. That's too predictable and shows that you didn't put too much thought into this. If you're a Rooster's Valentine, you're looking for a gun smoke scented candle, a scented bar of gunpowder soap, or a whiskey glass with a bullet in it. We have adult gifts at Rooster's too. How about a new gun or a box of 9mm? We know what you want. You just don't want to say it. Come see us at Rooster's.
Hello everyone, this is Jim. And speaking of Valentine's Day, how about the loving gift of home protection to that beautiful someone special in your life? We have the gorgeous Sig Sauer 9mm pistol called The Rose, with gold accents and special packaging. And we're offering Sterling brand brass case 9mm range ammo for sale by the individual box or a 1,000-round case at an incredible low price of $299. So visit us at Rooster's Firearms, located at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Landing craft have been an important means of delivering soldiers over the years. But did you know a landing craft was used to deliver men into a foreign country back in 1859? And at the time, we weren't even at war with the country. At the age of 21, John Salmon Ford moved to Texas. After a stint in the Texas Army, he practiced medicine for about 6 years. He then served in the Texas legislature. When the Mexican War broke out, John became a regimental adjutant. It was at this time that he got the nickname Rip. Each time he would send out an official death notice, the notice was labeled RIP for Rest in Peace. In 1849, Rip Ford joined the Texas Rangers, where he became a major. In 1859, Rip and his Rangers engaged in regular skirmishes with a Mexican guerrilla named Cortina. Cortina would make raids into Texas and then run back to Mexico. The Texas Rangers had a steamboat named Ranchero. On February 9, 1859, Rip and his men were on the Ranchero when Cortina's men fired a shot from the Mexican side and put a hole through the flag the Ranchero was flying. This was just too much for Rip. He ordered the steamboat to head for the Mexican side. Beached like a landing craft, 45 men disembarked. The small force of Texas Rangers encountered about 300 heavily armed men. But these men were no match for the Texas Rangers. Cortina was able to escape, but he no longer crossed the border into Texas. Concerned about an international incident, the U.S. Secretary of War sent an emissary to talk to Rip about not crossing into Mexico again. The emissary was the new commander of the Department of Texas, a Colonel Robert E. Lee. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Atascadero City Council will discuss the funding recommendations for its 2026 Community Development Block Grant Program in its next meeting. The grant program is distributed through the county. About $176,000 is estimated to be distributed to the city in spring of 2026. Staff is recommending council approve the applications for the Viejo Camino sidewalk accessibility improvements and others. The county's anti-human trafficking task force worked with Santa Barbara County to arrest six individuals and rescue three female victims. 30-year-old Esteban Queja was charged with numerous felony sex crimes related to sexual trafficking of a victim. Five other individuals were arrested for crimes of communicating with a minor or arranging for meeting with a minor with the purpose of committing a sexual offense. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Popper. President Trump touting what he calls the Trump economy, saying the best is yet to come.
The president taking ownership of this economy, in his mind, he has no doubt that Americans will feel like their life is more affordable going forward.
Fox Business's Edward Lawrence at the White House has Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
Inflation is 2.1%, close to the Federal Reserve's target, and a measure called trueflation, which is daily observations, now is below 1%.
A deadline looms later today from the alleged kidnappers of Nancy Guthrie. The ransom for the mother of Savannah Guthrie is said to be $6 million in the family willing to pay. Cops in Providence, Rhode Island released the redacted police video, their response to the December mass shooting at Brown University. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero is celebrating their 47th anniversary by giving you a 40% discount on selected frames. Don't miss this opportunity to update your look, and our veteran team is ready to assist you in finding the perfect frame at 40% off. This special offer cannot be combined with insurance or other promotions. If you're looking for glasses or frames from infants to adults, you will find the top brand names in fashion eyewear at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero. Both Michael and Kathy invite you to celebrate with them on their 47th anniversary by giving you 40% off on selected frames. If you want to look your best, come see us at Michael's Optical.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online, DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Clouds today, highs in the mid-60s. Clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s. Cloudy with periods of rain later in the day, about a 70% chance. And again, those highs right around 60 on your Tuesday. Now, Wednesday, we can get some more rain. And that may be in the a.m., about a 70% chance. Highs for Wednesday in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy, low 60s Thursday, mid-60s on Friday. Cloudy, low 60s Saturday. Chance of showers, about 50% on Sunday, mid-50s. Next Monday, about a 70% chance, low 50s. Today's UV index will be 3. Up and down we go. 6:57 a.m., 5:39 p.m., and we are now at or back to 50 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trensic Series windows and the doors. Coming up this afternoon, real estate, what's the market like? What can we expect? Trends, et cetera, et cetera. Fred Bruin will be in. And then Susanna, hopefully, I haven't heard yet because she's in, you know, she was under the weather and she's, I think, 38 weeks now. She's expecting her third child. So we'll see and hope for the best. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. Call them, they'll be there, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL.
Baby, baby, you did something to me.
KPRL.
All righty, it hasn't happened yet, but again, just a little of a warning or a heads up. PG&E will be temporarily interrupting our electric service, not here at the station or the studio, but at the transmitter and other places around North River Road. And that was supposed to take place at 8 o'clock. Our engineer is out there ready to go to rewire some things, so you may hear some interruptions. So things never, you know, in this case, it's not exact time, but they give you an estimate, and they gave us plenty of time, heads up, so there you be. Let's see here on the email, school walkout. 1962, I was a senior in high school. My U.S. military class walked out one day in protest of who know what. We were all suspended for 2 days and had to go to parent-principal conference. My dad and mom grounded me for a week. I don't even know if they would get in trouble. Chris, you said the protest was what, at 2:30?
2:30 p.m.
What time does school usually get out?
About 3 p.m. most days.
Okay, if now depending on your classes and so forth, a lot of kids, juniors and seniors, could be done by 2:30, right?
Or before that, yes.
Okay, so there's no indication. And if memory serves me, a couple of walkouts or protests, whatever they want to call them, the last couple of years, I don't think any of the kids got in trouble. I don't think. That's my memory. All right. Let's see here. Bad Bunny lyrics. The Sad Bunny had to sing in a different language, as it wouldn't have been allowed in English on TV. You probably can't read the lyrics on the air. This is just a portion of the trash he was singing. Well, I looked at them, and yeah, at least these are not nice. Not nice. But Roger Goodell said that he'll be fine. So anything Roger Goodell says, that's okay. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL, to join us this morning here on The Right Choice. Okay, so I didn't get to this. It was another email that came in earlier. Kevin, the camera company Ring had a commercial on the Super Bowl. It showed how Ring cameras can help you locate your missing pets using cameras in your neighborhood, facial recognition, etc. The company is owned by Amazon, Jeff Bezos. I have seen plenty of comments online about giving up your rights to privacy and the Big Brother surveillance issue. Well, Chris, Ring cameras have been around for a while, haven't they?
I don't know when they first started, actually. I know back when I was in college, I was first seeing them around, and that was a couple years ago at this point, about 5 to 6 at this point. Getting closer to 7 or 8, actually.
I've seen them, and people can keep track of their homes and stuff when they're not around, and et cetera, et cetera. This does bring up as far as the Big Brother, with technology, I don't know how you keep it just to yourself, but surveillance is particularly in this big, Guthrie lady, they're asking for the public's help. So what side are you on? If it's good, I'm against this surveillance stuff pretty much altogether. Look, I realize it may help and so forth, but I just don't trust the technology enough, particularly with government wants to get its hands on things. So that's where I understand the good and some good outcomes can happen, but it's like there's a lot of things in this country. You have freedoms. How much freedoms do you want to give up for the perfect society? I think we need to be careful. But anyway, yeah, I've got a couple of people I know that have those cameras. They're actually kind of cool. Again, I don't know how. I'm sure there's different degrees on what you can see, on what you can see there on the cameras. And how much does it go? Because you can have it just for your house or outside the house, et cetera, et cetera. It's all in one. I don't know. I don't know all the details on it. So perhaps some of you, I'm sure a lot of people have them. So you can go in. And I remember the first time I saw it, I thought it was pretty cool. A friend of mine said, hey, look, watch this. You can, I don't know where we were, but we weren't close to his house, and he was able to do that. And, you know, look around his yard, and you can obviously do it from inside, and late at night, you hear something, you can go and do that. So anyway, that's the world we're heading to anyway. So I'm not saying it's the best thing in the world. Okay, so what else do we have here? I saw an article about the Central Coast, the doctors and so forth, and I guess this has been an issue for particularly people that may be newer to the area. When I mean newer, maybe in the last 10 or so years, there is and has been a shortage of primary physicians, and that's been an issue in this county for a while. And the problem is getting worse as we get more people. And but one of the things too is that you have a lot of the doctors who are retiring. You know, they may, well, not may, they were established here for years and years, and now they are retiring out. We don't have as many, according to the county's Slo County. About let's see here, 40% of people question delayed care in the last year. About 30% said it was because they couldn't get an appointment. 20% could not find a provider who took new patients. That's been an issue. And a little over 10% were worried about the cost. Well, we're all worried about the cost of that. Now, according to this, the fire chief, Jonathan Stornetta of Paso Robles, said that nearly 70% of their calls are for medical emergencies. Hmm. And according, again, to your fire chief, I mean, excuse me, your, yes, the fire chief, over 270 had no resources, 270 times they had no resources available. What I'd like to know how that breaks down on when he says over 270 times is exactly what are those medical emergencies, or what's deemed an emergency, and are they the frequent flyers, which has been referred to as particularly with the homeless. So while that may seem like a large number, it's always helpful to have the data broken down to, okay, 270 time, what exactly is the medical emergency? You know, broken hand is not a medical emergency, but in today's world, maybe it's listed as. I don't know. Or can some people just end up going to the ER or even these, what do they call them? The, Chris, what are those places? The, you don't feel good and you don't go to the doctor, you don't go to the hospital. There's a couple places here.
Urgent care?
Yeah, there you go. Urgent care places. And sometimes they can help, sometimes they can't. And they're also asked, one of the reasons here in this area has to do with the pay as well from the, I don't know if it's the insurance or Medicare or whatever it is, that it's simply not, it's difficult and so forth and so on. So anyway, it is an issue, but one of the things that, you know, before you go anywhere, not just here, is make sure, because I know, I remember when Al and Roberta were moving to Tennessee, they made sure that they were able to hook up with, you know, some doctors for, you know, one is just to have one, but also Al's had a little back problem for a few years and so forth. So, yeah, you just don't do that and say, where's my doctor? They had things taken care of before they made the move. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Know more about the Bad Bunny, I guess, and what'll happen is it'll be over in a day or two. That'll be it, and it'll be all forgotten. And the people with threats saying they're not going to watch the Super Bowl next year, that doesn't matter the NFL because they know you're going to watch. It's just, they'll do that. I mean, you do that. Most people, when they say they don't stop, there are a few, the exception, but in general, I always use the reference going back to the baseball strike in the 90s. You know, well, we're going to lose. I remember them calling in here saying, I'll never go to a game again. I'll never do this. Well, that's fine. You probably weren't going to many games, if any at all. But the other is baseball attendance has gone up. Not with you. And sometimes that ages out automatically anyway. What I mean by that is people, you get to a certain age, you just don't go regardless. Doesn't matter what the reason is. You just don't go to games and concerts like you used to. That's kind of it's almost natural. So not a surprise there. All right, let's see, folks, here what happened in today in history. As we've got about 8 minutes left on the show on this Monday morning. Let's see here. Oh, there's a couple of things. And I guess this is has been used in the locker room of the New England Patriots. And it just so happens that The Warriors, it is a film that opened in the United States theaters. And I don't know why I'm laughing, because I did see this. It resulted in sporadic outbreaks of violence and three killings involving moviegoers on their way to or from the showing. Now, 200 theaters across the country added security personnel. It would receive an X rating in France for its incitement to violence. The taunting line, and it's famous now, it's kind of become a cult film. Warriors come out and play a... was now he was the guy that did this, David Patrick. He was inspired by a creepy neighbor of his who used to taunt him by calling his name in a sing-songy way. The beer bottles were just litter off the street. Now the movie, it was made for $4 million. It earned 22.5 at the box office, and it says here has become a cult classic. And I do remember it, but you know what? By today's standards, if you went back and looked at it, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't seem as violent. It did then. I do remember going with a couple of my buddies. We went to see the movie. We kind of got a kick out of it. I don't know. Let's see here. A quick email. Oh boy, this is not good. You have heard of this person on the air for many years here on KPRL, and he passed away. And that is Steve Frank, California Political News and Views. He is it's a great loss for the conservative cause here in the state of California. If I remember, in one of the interviews he did a couple of years ago with Barry, I think he said that he worked not necessarily directly for, but did some things here California-wise for, was it the Nixon administration, or at least the campaign. So, unfortunately, Steve Frank, he has passed away. He was a good friend of many here on the Central Coast. And, I think his home was in Simi Valley, and a conservative giant here in the state with California Political News and Views. That's unfortunate. He was a wealth of knowledge and common sense. Enjoyed listening to him. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I got some great news. They got Caltrans out here on Highway 41 West cleaning out the trash and the debris from the folks that were living in the creek there under the Caltrans bridge on Highway 41. And it's so nice to just see it getting cleaned up and... having those people go out and get themselves another place to stay instead of in our creeks. So that's good news.
How come the people that make the mess aren't forced to clean up the mess?
How come the people that make the mess...
It's like picking up after your teenage kid. No, you make them pick it up. All right, something else today in history, and many of you do remember this. The Beatles made their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. It wasn't their first appearance. I'm confusing that with Elvis. Anyway, it was watched by 73.7 million people. Now, what's kind of interesting about this is on the same show... If you remember the Ed Sullivan Show, it was a variety show. You know, he had Topo Gigio, he had the dancing bears from wherever, and the ballet from Russia, and, you know, had all that stuff. And, you know, he's always had a comedian or something like that, and a music, you know, whether it was Jerry Vale or whatever. So he has the Beatles on, and also appearing on the show, it was the cast of Oliver. And one of the person that was in the cast of Oliver, he was playing the Artful Dodger. And his name was Davy Jones. If you remember the Monkees, Davy Jones was also on the same appearance as the Beatles. And as he said, I watched the Beatles from the side of the stage. I saw the girls going crazy. And I said to myself, this is it. I want a piece of that. Well, he did, because the Monkees, let me see, that was 64. So by, 66, the Monkees were one of the biggest groups in the United States. And, of course, they had their own television show. And, they had their two-year run. But that's pretty amazing that Davy Jones was doing that. Let's see here. First United States federal narcotics prohibition. The importation and smoking of opium is banned by the Exclusion Act of 1909. It did not ban the use of opium, only the smoking and importation of it. Chinese immigrants were the primary smokers of opium, while opium was a common medicine used by Americans at the time. The previously legal trade of opium was soon taken over by criminal enterprise. The law went into effect April 1st, 1909. Criminal enterprise. Gee, they took over booze, too. Great, another great thing by the United States. The United States President Abraham Lincoln poses for the picture that now appears on the $5 bill. He took that pose in 1864, not too soon before he was assassinated. Let's see here. In 1950, Senator Joseph McCarthy launched his anti-red campaign when he addressed the Republican Women's Club, telling them that the members of the Communist Party are working in the State Department. And, of course, you know, history, McCarthyism, and so forth, which is kind of a somewhat ironic, because in the 50s, for a while anyway, the Cincinnati Reds, they were very sensitive to the nickname of their team. Well, I shouldn't say they were. Many people were. And I think they went to the Red Legs, not officially. It was unofficially. So also on this day in 1926, the teaching of Darwin's theory of evolution in public schools is banned by the Atlanta Board of Education. And of course, many of you not remember, but you heard of the Scopes monkey trial in Tennessee, which, by the way, Mr. Scopes was from Louisville, Kentucky, and he continued teaching after that. In 1870, the United States Weather Service was established by the agency as the division of the United States Army. 1865, it was Robert E. Lee assumes command of the Confederate armies, and we know the history there. Okay, and then in 1775, the British Parliament declares the Massachusetts colony to be in a state of rebellion. Again, February 9th, 1775. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is it for this Monday edition.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The road closure initially scheduled for North River Road near River Oaks Drive this week has been canceled. City of Pass Roble says crews do not anticipate needing to reschedule it. Hundreds of Pass Roble High School students walked out of class on Friday to protest federal immigration and customs enforcement. The walkout included about 300 students, started at about 2:30 p.m., marching down Niblick Road into the bridge, holding up signs as well. The protest was organized by students Jesus Ursulo and Lyric Johnson. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 50 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have on Mr. Fred Bruin, real estate, what's going on with the market here and beyond, and maybe some other things as well. Susanna, we think she'll be able to make it today. 1 till 2, enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep the cash local and continue to live as free Americans. Don't forget, maybe a slight glitch or two today as PG&E is doing some work out near North River Road. That's right by the tower. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
With the North North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.